Libby.
Though I'd say I'm reasonably familiar with Czech culture and history, I must admit that I often have to scratch my head a bit and consult the internet whenever we feature a new question in our Radio Prague monthly quiz. The subject of the most recent competition, the remarkable prize-winning tennis, ice hockey and football player Karel Koželuk, was certainly somebody I should have been familiar with, and I learned about his amazing career with fascination. Koželuk's incredible story brought to mind another intriguing Czech sportsman of yesteryear, albeit one who made his name on the international stage a decade or two later. The name Jaroslav Drobný first came to my attention a couple of years ago on a trip to London. Among many interesting Czechs I met there was the late Lady Louisa Abrahams, then in her 90s, whose list of acquaintances read like a who's who. She'd known Tomáš and Jan Masaryk, generations of the Havel family and members of the British royal family. And she said Jaroslav Drobný, who later won Wimbledon, was her ball boy when she was a young woman in Prague. Drobný did indeed win Wimbledon, I discovered after a little research. After losing in the 1949 and 1952 finals, he finally became Wimbledon champion in 1954, apparently the first-ever left-hander to win the tournament. His opponent in the gentlemen's final that day was Ken Rosewall of Australia, and heaven knows how long the match must have lasted. The score was a hard-to-believe 13-11, 4-6, 6-2, 9-7. But what's particularly fascinating is the fact Drobný won the prestigious tournament not for Czechoslovakia, but as a citizen of Egypt, of all places. After leaving Czechoslovakia in the late 1940s, he was looking for a new country, apparently deciding on Egypt after hitting it off with the chairman of the Cairo Tennis Club. Drobný seems to have later given up his Egyptian citizenship when he moved to Britain, where he died in 2001. As I say, hearing about the multi-talented Karel Koželuk lately put me in mind of Jaroslav Drobný, and I've since learned that they had something in common. Like Koželuk, he was also an ice hockey player, winning a silver medal with Czechoslovakia at the Winter Olympics of 1948. His father worked as a joiner on Prague's Štvanice, and that seems to have influenced Drobný's sporting career. On one side of the island, there was an ice hockey stadium, on the other, the country's best-known tennis arena.
That was Ian Willoughby with Letter from Prague, and now it's time to hand you over to David Vaughan.